Do Books presents Do Fly by Gavin Strange, read by the author. Hello there. Let me offer you a warm welcome to Do Fly. Is your seat comfortable? Good. Do you have a refreshing beverage to hand? Smashing. Then shall we begin our journey? Fantastic. This book that you're listening to will be your all-in-one guide, ticket and passport to your new destination. Where exactly are we going? Well, I'm not sure. That's for you to decide. We can arouse your curiosity to discover a new hobby or set you on a new path to a brand new career. Maybe this is your first time flying solo and the choice of places to visit or paths to follow is overwhelming. Fear not. I'm here to help guide you. What I'm getting at in this ridiculously metaphor-laden introduction is about you, the lovely listener, going on a journey. Sorry for the X-Factor lingo. Finding what you love and making that your focus. Your ultimate goal is to blend what you enjoy doing with what you get paid to do. So they're one and the same. Madness, right? Work is work, and the fun stuff comes once you've left for the day. Nope, doesn't have to be. It's totally possible to find or create a job you love that encapsulates all of your passions and interests. It's also totally possible to find a new vocation, do a total 180 degree turn and start afresh. It sounds mythical because that's what other people do. We've all read stories or seen articles where some clever so-and-so gives up their successful job in accounting to become a bread maker and lives happily ever after. Well, yes, that does happen to other people, but it can happen to you too. You just have to do it. And that's what this book is all about. Encouraging you, pushing you, and most importantly, reminding you that life's too short not to pursue the goals you want to achieve, whatever your age or position. You might be a CEO or a GCSE student. It doesn't matter. We all deserve the chance to discover and fight to do the things that make us happy. I'm not saying any of this is easy. What follows comes with a load of caveats. But if it was easy, it wouldn't seem so magical to have work and play fused together and for us to find a job at the intersection of where these two things meet. But it's also about going beyond that. You might already have your dream job, but that only fills up 8 hours a day, right? What are you going to do for the rest of the night? Well, let me introduce you to my good friend, The Side Project. This is a great way to try new things and discover new places that may influence your work and ultimately even change your final destination. So we'll be making a lot of regular stops on this flight to refuel and give you a chance to stretch your legs. Be patient though. Finding your way, making a living and being your best self is a never-ending pursuit. There's always something new to learn, a new goal to be achieved. What you think you already know can change in the blink of an eye and make you reassess everything. But that's a wonderful thing. The creative path to happiness takes a different route for everyone, but travelling together is a lot more fun. So let's do this thing. I hope what you find in this book helps you, guides you, makes you chuckle, makes you think, and most importantly, makes you happy. Because, after all, as rapper and musician Ghost Poet sang, "Life's too short to store our grudges. Life's too long to make no plans." So, without further ado, I'm going to ask you to please stow away your tray tables, turn off your mobile phones, fasten your seatbelts, and prepare for takeoff. Chapter 1. Work should be enjoyed, not endured. Now we're on the runway, it's time to get down to business. I want to kick things off by positively changing the way we look at work, because it should be something that excites us, not depresses us. While growing up, work can be seen as the end of being childlike, the beginning of being an adult, and a place where fun is strictly outlawed. I'm not sure where this comes from, as I don't think it has ever been said out loud, but it's certainly assumed. This notion that work should be endured, that it is drudgery, is madness. It doesn't have to be. Now, there's a huge caveat here. There are loads of jobs out there that are laborious and downright difficult, and I like to refer to that as real work. And thank goodness there are some mighty fine people who are good at that stuff. So this section should really be called Work Can Be Enjoyed, Not Endured. If
sample complete. Ready to continue?